This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission has said that 1,210 candidates are in the fray for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and UTs. A total of 2,633 nominations were filed for 88 constituencies. After scrutiny, 1,428 nominations were found to be valid. Yesterday was the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of this month. The Election Commission has directed the Union Home Ministry to deploy 100 more companies of Central Armed Paramilitary Forces, CAPF, in West Bengal for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Sources said 55 companies of Central Reserve Police Force and 45 companies of Border Security Forces are being deployed by the Home Ministry on the instructions of the Commission. Officials have been directed to complete the deployment on or before the 15th of this month. Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that India has demonstrated that nothing is impossible for it to achieve. The Prime Minister was addressing an election rally at Pilibhit in Uttar Pradesh today. The Prime Minister said that the Congress government used to seek help from the world, but during the COVID pandemic, India sent medicines and vaccines to the world. He added that when the country is strong, then the world listens to that country. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Assam and other northeastern states developed during the last 10 years like never before. He was addressing a public meeting at Chukuli Boria in Lakhimpur Lok Sabha constituency in Assam. He slammed Congress for negligence and insensitivity towards Assam during the government. Mr. Amit Shah said, today the Northeast has emerged as India's success story. He informed that several peace agreements have been signed in the last 10 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, and more than 9,500 insurgents have surrendered and joined the mainstream of the society. Lakhimpur parliamentary constituency is held by the BJP, with incumbent MP Pradhan Barua seeking a third successive term. He is pitted against Congress candidate Uday Shankar Hazarika. Mr. Shah will also take part in a roadshow from Chalihanagar to Thana Chariali in Tinsukia town in the evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a meeting with the Secretary General of Belgian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Theodora Jensitz, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed strengthening economic and political cooperation between India, Belgium and the European Union. Dr. Jayashankar said he also took up the concerns of the Indian diamond industry and exchanged views on semiconductors and green growth. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court has extended the judicial custody of VRS leader K. Kavita till the 23rd of this month in a money laundering case linked to Delhi excise policy scam. She is in judicial custody after arrest in the Delhi excise policy money laundering case. A Delhi court had yesterday denied interim bail to her. Kavita is allegedly a key member of the South Group. It has been accused of paying the ruling AAP in Delhi kickbacks of 100 crore rupees in return for a big share of liquor licenses in the national capital. Kavita was arrested from her Banjara Hills residence in Hyderabad on 15th of March by the Enforcement Directorate. In Uttarakhand, 7 Nepalese workers and a local driver died while 2 others were injured after the vehicle fell into a gorge at Uncha Court in the Nainital district late last night. As soon as the information was received, the police along with SDRF carried out a rescue operation and recovered all 8 bodies. On the other hand, 2 seriously injured people have been referred to a higher centre for further medical treatment. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And the benchmark equity indices continued their record-breaking rally as the BSE Sensex breached the 75,000 mark this morning for the first time ever, and Nifty climbed to its fresh new record week. Buying in IT stocks contributed the most to the market's rally in early trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.